This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What's so funny, Beverly?
What does this have? Great waffles.
You know who else has great waffles, Beverly?
Okay.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
You know, Beverly, I remember two Sundays ago after LSU game. When we woke up and you made
No.
Your scrambled eggs are the best. Those biscuits you make. Fluffy.
And this feels creepy.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
1232, John Curry to Bev. You up? Eyeball emoji, purple buddies. Pickle.
There we go, the old eggplant.
Hour two kicking off. In the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, reading a tweet from a UCF alum and a radio host down in Orlando, and all he said was, he's the greatest AD in college sports. It's heartbreaking and humbling. It's a heartbreaking and humbling blow to UCF. Our success is directly correlated to his arrival.
Let's go.
This is the goodbye message you want.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the goodbye message you want.
Especially for an AD, right? I mean, I feel like ADs don't get that much attention, so for them to praise him as highly as that, I feel like that's pretty good.
Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Gonna start out with some sad news. All this positivity.
Wow.
Bring down the
Perfect.
Mood a little bit. Yeah. But
even us out.
But legendary GM for the Packers, Ted Thompson. He served as their GM from 2005 to 2017. Passed away last night at 68 years old. So some sad news for the Packers, but maybe a little, extra motivation going into the championship game, try to get back to the Super Bowl. Well, their GM passed away. It's like it's for Ted. That's what they could say, for Ted.
Okay.
Legendary GM.
I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is going to not be thinking about winning another Super Bowl and
I'm just
getting
saying,
a second
you
ring.
Know,
he's going to say, let's do this for Ted.
You know, you're telling me there's not going to be anything that comes out about that if they won.
If they win,
it was for Ted.
If they win, they're going to say it's for Ted. You're right.
Right.
If they lose,
like, come
it's because they're distracted by Ted.
Exactly.
Blame Ted if they lose. It's Ted's fault.
Goes one
win.
Way or the other. But yeah. RIP to the legendary.
He's not even the GM, right? He wasn't the current GM, was he?
No. 2005 to 2017.
Right. I mean,
he was there for 12 years. Pretty no name. Pretty highlighted.
By the way,
name. I would
give extra motivation if he was the one that drafted Jordan Love. And Aaron Rodgers, like, this is for you, Ted. Hope you're looking up and enjoying this as I just shredded this defense.
Ready for next headline?
Yeah.
So, big game tonight between the Lady Vols and UConn. Little renewed rivalry. And
let's go.
Before the game, Coach Harper and Gino each made a personal $10,000 donation to the We Back Pat Foundation. So, pretty cool stuff there. And, Hayden, you still going to the game tonight? Is that still the game plan?
Yes. Be in attendance tonight.
Let's go.
You got your baby blue laid out?
Nah, I'll probably just wear
no.
this.
Come on.
No.
It's
you
not
gotta,
the same.
You got to rock the baby blue.
I don't have any.
You better go what? Find some.
You can find my Candace Parker jersey.
Yeah. Come on.
They don't even hardly wear any baby blue in the jerseys anymore.
You smelling
The fans still do, though, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
You're not. You can't go in there in the orange.
It'd be more appropriate to wear, like, purple, though, wouldn't it? Because We Back Pat not.
Is that still happening? I thought that was last
Maybe
week.
Maybe it was last week.
That was last week.
It was last game. And they wore those
I don't think they're wearing the uniforms again, yeah.
Something on the back and stuff.
Maybe it was a two-week thing, though. I don't know.
You smell an upset tonight, Hayden? Any chance?
Yeah, I guess.
Wear the baby
Trade
blue.
Trade analyst.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not as good as they have been. They're number three, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not, like, dominant.
Right. So there you go. Big game tonight. Little renewed rivalry. Going to Notre Dame, Tennessee's not the only team getting in trouble as Notre Dame had some NCAA recruiting violations that came out earlier today. No big deal, though, kind of seems like. I mean, they had a one-year probation, $5,000 fine, one-game suspension for the assistant coach that was in trouble, a couple of little slaps on the wrist here and there. But, yeah, Notre Dame, it appears it was just the coach just sending text to a player before he was supposed to with prospects. So not that big of a deal. Make anything with Notre Dame getting in trouble.
No.
No, they said it wasn't a big deal. And
I believe it was a level 3 violation.
A,
so
I'd be mad if that was even a headline. That shouldn't even be a, not you. I'm talking about if I was Notre Dame. Like, what does this matter? Like, what are you talking about? Slow news day? Go look at what's happening, you know, at Tennessee. Go look at Dan Mullen getting a one-year show cause for a level 1 violation.
Right.
It was a level 1 violation or not, but for whatever he did.
Did you see Larry Scott stepping down as Pac-12 commissioner?
He was a disaster. He's
how long was he commissioner?
Too
there?
Long.
Felt like it.
It'll be Oliver Luck. Oliver Luck will be getting that job.
Mm, yeah, I did see that was the big name that was getting thrown around.
That makes the most sense. I mean, he used to be, you know, highly respected XFL commissioner. Was he at West Virginia forever? He's like the West Virginia, like on the chair of
At West Virginia?
I believe so.
I think he's a West Coast guy. Or did he just come up in West Virginia?
I want to say he was West Virginia's like president for a long time. Or
yeah, he was. Yep, West Virginia.
This is why I win trivia, boys.
That doesn't seem like that fits, though, him in West Virginia.
I mean, Andrew Luck doesn't scream West Coast. I mean, I know he went to Stanford, but like he went there for the education, not because it was the West Coast. I mean, in my opinion, like Andrew Luck doesn't strike
Do they not live out there? Or
I don't know. Where,
I thought he was from California originally.
I mean, I don't know. I just know he was at West Virginia for a while.
Let's see. Yeah, he actually went to West Virginia. That's his looks like that's his alma mater. Yep.
So I guess he's not sticking around for the XFL reboot whenever it comes back next year with The Rock.
Oh yeah. I wonder how that process is going. But yeah, he was West Virginia's athletic director 2010 to 2014. And yeah. XFL, NCAA, he was an executive vice president for regulatory affairs, whatever that is. All right. XFL, you guys ready for that to...
I mean, whenever it comes, I'll be ready, but that's not on my radar right now.
Yeah. When is it? Is that this year? Next year?
Who the hell knows? Okay. Draven, move on.
Anyways, what about the big three last
is
night?
Is that back? Oh, you're talking about the
basketball? No.
We're moving on
from these alternate leagues. I'm talking about the actual big three in the NBA. Kyrie coming back.
They showed some flashes last night. Like whenever they were down by like double digits in the fourth quarter, and then they showed some flashes. And Harden had a very quiet game until.
Yeah,
like
what did you make of that? Only shot what like 14 times.
Yeah,
he did
but
shoot
one point,
it a lot.
At the one point he was having a bad game and only had like 6 points, and he scored a very quick like 14 points. And when the Nets came back, and Durant scored 38. Kyrie scored 27. Last night, I felt like Harden was just trying to run the offense and not, kind of make Kyrie happy.
Yeah.
Kyrie led the team in shots. He had 28.
So, he did. Like, he was getting he gets up his shots no matter what.
Feels like that was the goal last night. Harden with a triple-double, but the story of the night was Colin Sexton, who I believe scored 20 straight points in the fourth quarter in overtime.
My goodness.
On his way to 42.
And he swatted Kevin Durant. What a play that was.
A lot of people wrote Colin Sexton off after a bad rookie year. I mean, those are headlines like, we don't know if he knows how to play basketball. Like, that was the headline. Like, Cavalier veterans don't know if he knows how to even play basketball. And he is that sex slam backcourt. Pretty fun. Colin Sexton, 42 points and outdueled the big three.
What do you think of the big three? Just
I don't think that matters. I think they're just
not worried about it at all.
I mean, like, the defense should worry you. And, like, the fact they didn't have him make a stop, Colin Sexton should worry you. But, you know, that team's not complete. They'll add pieces to it through the buyout. So, you know, I don't know how to judge them yet, but no, I'm not worried about them losing to Cleveland in overtime.
Moving on to the NFL, the Steelers making some money moves out here in the offseason already. As a couple of rumors, they rumored to bring in Hugh Jackson, former Browns head coach who went 0-16 as their OC, and they're also thinking about bringing in Dwayne Haskins, who got cut just about a month ago.
Dwayne Haskins and Juju can
That'd be fun,
hang out together.
There you go.
Hugh Jackson at one point was thought of as a good coach.
He was. I guess, yeah, maybe it's not fair, the run in Cleveland he had where he won, one game in 2 years.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm saying he might be a coordinator. I wouldn't lie to give him a head coaching job, but, like, I think he belongs, like, on a sideline somewhere.
What about Dwayne Haskins? I mean,
what are we? I guess
a backup, right? Yeah, there's no way he's going to be the future or anything. I mean
you bring him in, you see if there's anything there, and if you work with him, you have a diamond in the rough, or at least somebody that can contribute. Probably not good for Josh Dobbs' future there.
Oh, yeah.
Or I guess Mason Rudolph, one of their future.
Right. Still, I just don't know what Pittsburgh's going to have an interesting offseason this year, especially if Big Ben coming back, all that cap. It's going to be a little rough. And speaking of just futures for older quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers was just, talking about a little bit of his future. He's trying to stay in the present, enjoy these moments, all that, yada, yada, yada. But he did say that my future is a beautiful mystery, I think. What do you, anything to make of that? Is that maybe going to join another team? A beautiful mystery.
I've missed the first part of that. Who said it was a beautiful mystery?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, said what?
On his future.
Mystery? Oh. Okay, sorry, Draven. I was trying to keep up with this damn coaching surge and this damn AD hire. Aaron Rodgers said his future is a beautiful mystery. I mean, he's not leaving, is he?
I don't know.
I could see Aaron Rodgers retiring early.
You don't.
He's not even early anymore. We're like, well, if you want a Super Bowl this year, I can see Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's good enough for me. I'm out.
You don't think he'd pull maybe a little bit of a Brett Favre?
I would say he needs to one-up Brett Favre and retire and come back one more time than he did.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to do at this point because he's at his age. Yeah. The third time he retires, he's like, all right, go ahead. You're good. That's what they did to Favre, too, though. But, I mean, Rodgers might still be upset, but you would think the winning has solved that. And I don't think they're going to push him out the door for...
Still got Jordan Love waiting in the wings.
If Rodgers wins MVP and takes him to the Super Bowl, you're not going to push him out. Although, who knows?
It's
a beautiful mystery.
It is a beautiful mystery.
And the last game Favre played for the Packers was that NFC Championship against the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they trade him the year after that?
Was it championship game? Might have been divisional.
No, it was an NFC Championship.
Was it championship
game? They beat the Cowboys in the second round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rough. So it could happen.
History repeats itself.
Exactly. Yeah. Very similar scenario, drafting Jordan Love like they drafted Rodgers.
Got goosebumps.
From what?
Just the time is a flat circle, just history repeating itself.
Yeah.
Always does.
Kind of crazy.
The names change, but the jerseys and the situation stay the same.
It's wild stuff, ain't it? Moving to the NBA, though, I wanted to bring up Embiid. The Celtics and the Sixers faced off. The Sixers were able to pull out a victory over the Celtics last night, but Marcus Smart, he's a little bit of a talker. You know, he's not afraid to run his mouth a little bit, and he said that Embiid always gets the calls because he flails around. He's always, throwing his body around, and I mean, you kind of see that a little bit, but do you think that's Embiid? He does use that as a tactic a little bit?
Everybody does it to draw fouls. I mean, everyone embellishes. If you get hit... It's not flopping if you're actually getting hit. You know what I mean? Like, if you're getting hit and you're like, you're drawing attention to the foul.
That's flopping.
No, flopping is pretending like you got hit when you didn't get hit.
I guess. But if
you're taking a charge, are you not technically flopping by that definition?
Yeah, because you're just hitting the deck.
Like, you're going down to the ground on purpose, but, like, you're in position to take a charge. Like, you're just like, hey, hit me. Yeah, I'm going down. Like, it's a charge. You ran into me. But, like, most people could probably hold their position and not fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it, at least. Just me. No big deal. Good match of headlines, Draven. I tried to listen. I only missed that half of one, I promise. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Maybe next time.
I do headlines to try to get ready for the next segment. Right, the headlines are supposed to be you three. Hayden's still pouting. Either he's getting ready for the Lady Vol game. I don't know. And
a little bit of both.
He's searching for baby blue stuff.
Right now. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Jamie here at Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike with the easiest new car buying experience out there. It's easy in the Mitsubishi. At Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike, with payments as low as $179 a month. Plus, we're giving you $4,000 over KBB for your trade and $8,000. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act.
Apparently, Danny White had a $2.5 million buyout.
Okay.
And was getting paid more than Florida's AD.
Hmm.
Wow.
UCF thought a lot about him. he thought a lot about UCF, was being paid a lot there. And Tennessee, for them to pay $2.5 million for a AD buyout, that's a pretty big statement. Right? Got to give these guys credit for going out and getting it done.
Spend that money.
As Twitter writes in, this is why you can never convince me that Tennessee isn't a desirable place. The people up front just have done a bleep job of getting people here.
I can see that. Yeah. I can agree with that.
I mean, we got money, man.
Yeah.
We got money. The SEC's got money, and we have a lot of good things. Like, Knoxville's a good city. It's a good college city. Like, I don't know if it's better than Orlando, but, like, it's a good college city.
Yeah.
I mean, Orlando's cool, I guess. I mean, you got Disney World. We got Dollywood Mountains, I guess. But, like, it's, you just hire somebody from Orlando, you got them to think Knoxville is better.
I don't even know if they're comparable. They're just different.
Yeah, no, they're different. Like, yeah, I mean, well, you know.
No toll roads up here.
That's true.
No tolls.
It's always a plus.
Less snakes, I would imagine, and alligators.
Yeah.
Like, aren't pythons overtaking Florida? Isn't
in
that a
Everglades,
thing?
Oh, yeah.
You
know? I don't know the if people that's letting close to Orlando or whatever.
It's,
but
it's close enough.
They can work their way there. Close enough to scare me. Mm-hmm. Close enough to scare me. I said UCF was the highest enrolled state, or the highest enrolled college in the state of Florida.
It's in the country, I believe.
You said it's actually in the country?
It goes back and forth between them and A&M.
Okay.
Every few years. And Ohio State's up there, too. But they're up there, yeah. They have over 60,000 students.
Yeah,
I knew it was huge. And like I said, I knew it was the biggest in Florida, but I did not realize it was the biggest in the country.
Yeah, the Wikipedia from the 18-19 year has them like 1,000 people behind A&M for biggest in the country.
Okay.
But, yeah, 68,000 they had in 2018-19.
For 1920, it says they're number one. Word. They have 71,500. A&M has 69,500, and Ohio State has 61,000. So 10,000 more than Ohio State at number three.
This is a big hire, man.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I don't want to, like, overreact to it, but, like, it feels like, it feels like a statement hire, just that these guys are kind of getting it now and, like, realize this is, like, this was truly rock bottom. This is embarrassing, and now we can't have that happen. And, you know, Tennessee's presidents of the past have all kind of, their presidents and chancellors have all kind of seemed, like, embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
What was Jimmy Cheek? Was he a chancellor? He was a chancellor, right?
Yeah, he was a chancellor before. Was he before Beverly Davenport?
Yeah, eating his boogers. Embarrassingly. Who would have been the last president? I mean, I don't even remember.
It was Joe DiPietro.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
he was barely even visible. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. Like, Boyd is one of those people that is successful, which, you know, look, I don't want to keep having this conversation. But, like, would you have thought that Randy Boyd had experience running a president or being the president of a university? Would you have thought he had experience doing that? No. If you checked his resume, would you have said he had experience running a school? It's simple. It's a simple
we
yes
know
no
where
question.
You're going.
Feel
just
free
go ahead
to
and
answer
bring
it,
dry
Team
mayo. My
no,
God.
No, it's just a question. Feel free to answer it, Team Haven. Would you have said Randy Boyd had the resume and experience to run a university? Yes or no?
Not the experience, but the resume, maybe, from running all the ball clubs. But
okay. Just asking questions. Like, it's almost like there's different ways to gain experience. And Randy Boyd, again, is somebody who has been pretty successful at a lot of things. Like, he's worth a lot of money. You know what I mean? He's built up some businesses and really succeeded at things. So for him to be able to come and run a university, he didn't have the resume in academia world. He didn't have the experience that you would usually require for a president. But it seems like he's doing a pretty good job of it. Or at least we have confidence in him right now. I guess we can't say the job is finished yet, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me feel confident in him. Would you agree with that? Like, you have confidence in him?
Yeah.
Between not letting Rick Barnes go to UCLA and making this hire?
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. Like, you can get experience different ways. I would rather learn how to play guitar from Prince than you know, RIP, than some music teacher over at UT. You know.
You getting at something here?
No, I simply just want people to just stop putting people in boxes. I mean, you can walk into any office in America, any office in Knoxville, any business, and find somebody that's been there for 20 years mm-hmm. with a lot of experience, and you would feel like you could learn the job pretty quickly and do it, or that your school prepared you to do it. Works both ways. Like, I mean, I would imagine, you know, as you guys get a little bit older, you might not have experience as too much yet, Draven, but like as you start applying for jobs, they're going to tell you that you have to have X amount of years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I don't feel like I actually have to have that. I feel like I can learn it by doing, or that my experience somewhere else has taught me how to do that. That's all, you know, that's all I'll say. That's what people start thinking about things differently. Big hire. Hayden gets mad every time he...
We get the point.
It's not just about mayo. It's a life lesson, Hayden. It's a life mm-hmm. lesson. It's not about mayo. It's not about mayo. I was praising Randy Boyd.
Because
people would have said the same thing about him. That's all I'm saying. Just people can be successful. You don't have to go to college to be successful either. Like, you don't have to do those things. I would say the same thing, you know, if somebody came here from, you know, teaching radio for a long time. I would feel like I knew more about it from actually doing it. I would feel like I could teach somebody just as easy, if not better, versus a teacher who has been reading out of a textbook for a while. Like, there's something about real-life application. I think that in all walks of life, you should think that. I don't know if Randy Boyd has got us back on track, but again, this feels like a pivotal moment.
Yeah, this was huge. This was huge.
Now, please mark this on the podcast and delete it if they just like, okay, we're going to roll with Kevin Steele now.
Yeah. How would you feel about that?
I would be unhappy about it.
It would be surprising, honestly.
I would be unhappy about it.
Yeah. I think it would be super surprising.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you put that to bed. Like I said, Danny yeah. White isn't coming from UCF to be told who to hire. Mm-hmm. And also would say that Danny White is not going to come here and make a coach have Kevin Steele on his staff if he doesn't want him. So we might be paying a buyout there, too, if the coach doesn't want him. But my big takeaway is that, you know, this guy's going to come here and try to win. Try to win big.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
And I give the administration credit. Like, I was mad at them yesterday for Pruitt and Fulmer's, goodbye press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with all the money, man. That was...
Which it was Donde doing all that up there praising. Like, she was the one praising Fulmer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whose call it was to let Fulmer go up there. I don't know if they're just trying to say goodbye gently to a legend or what. But, like, for him to sit up there and act like it was his decision, and then you're like, oh, no, actually, we fired him. Here's his buyout. He's going to make $37,000 a month
and had,
for the next, like, 3 years.
He had no say on this AD search or anything. Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah, he's been cut off probably since that press conference.
For sure. For sure. Tennessee might go hire a big-time coach. They might. But either way, like, I feel like there's some pretty good leadership over there right now. But I will caution people because I feel like Plowman is in a similar situation. I feel like people were really praising Bev at the end of John Curry's tenure when she fired him mm-hmm. and replaced him with Fulmer. It's like we've seen people get excited about things and then not actually work out. But
you think we could see a head coaching hire here in the next week? How long do you think this probably...
I think it could happen in a week. I do think it could happen in a week. I still wouldn't be surprised if it took till February, but like, if I'm Danny White, man, like, I've been waiting for this moment. I got a list. I got connections. Like, I don't want to drag my feet. I want to be confident. And let's to go. Me, a coaching search that lasts over a week doesn't scream confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to say? Like, I mean, would you rather somebody like know who they want, go out and get them, or interview like six different people and then make a decision there? Because to me, I think it just screams confidence. You're like, hey, I got one candidate I want. I'm going to go hire him.
But like you said, there's not a perfect candidate. So
there might not be a perfect candidate. There might be somebody that Danny White wants. And like, it's better, like, you know, if he goes out and gets a big name. Again, if he goes out and like, he hires the first guy he sees and it's a hire, then yeah, you'll question that. But like, I mean, if Danny White was like, hey, I know who I want. I'm getting Lane Kiffin back. But, like, you wouldn't say, like, oh, wow, we needed to do our due diligence. You'd say, okay, he knew who he wanted. He went out and got his guy.
That is true.
So it would just scream confidence, like, hey, there's no other options. I want Lane. We're going to win here with him. But if he was like, hey, no, I know who I want, and it's Neil Brown, no other options are going to do. You'd be like, whoa, whoa, pump the brakes. Can we talk to some other candidates, please? Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Connecting the dots over there, Hayden. You've doing some research on Tennessee's new AD, Danny White. What else you got for us?
Well, in his non-athletic director position before he got hired at Buffalo, he was the senior associate athletic director at the University of Mississippi. That would have been the 2011-2012 timeline.
Yeah.
When Ole Miss hired one, Hugh Freeze. Mm.
Tennessee is ponying up. Tennessee is going to spend some money. If you want to make some money, listen up, football fans. We got the perfect way. The playoffs this weekend, same game parlay. You've heard us talk about it. It's only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game with an even big for an even bigger win during the conference championship weekend. You can combine the money line, the over-under, the player props, any of them, all in one parlay, and best of all, FanDuel is letting you protect your parlay. You can place a three-game, as long as you place at least three things in your same-game parlay, you can get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. The playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot. Fast withdrawals when you win. It's easy to use. It's easy to register. Live betting options during the games. Whenever something goes maybe against you or you see a trend you like, go ahead and hop on the other team. Hop on a line you like. If you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Use our promo code TALKSPORTS at sign up. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. If you are a current customer, you're all set. Just go check out the same game parlays only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. And opt in. Must be 21 or older and present. Tennessee refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. You can't hire Danny White and then hamstring him. I truly don't feel that way. I truly think that to get him to leave UCF, where he is the highest paid AD in the state of Florida, to get him to leave that job, to get that, you know, to get him to leave his home, to come and start over at Tennessee, when you tell me that you've made an offer you can't refuse, that offer has to be like, hey, we are giving you a big time budget.
Yep.
To work with. For as much as we've talked over the last couple of days about, you know, like Tom Herman and Gus Malzahn, like not wanting to waste like their last chance as a head coach on Tennessee, I think it's kind of similar. Like Danny White could get any, almost any AD job he wants in the country. I won't say any, but like he could get a big time Power Five job. And he could also stay at UCF and be the highest paid guy in the country and like have pressure be pretty low there. Like Danny White seems, if you're judging from the fallout from the media down at UCF, from the alums at UCF, like this is a really, really bad day for them. It's one of those things where you're happy that your boy's getting a shot, but you're also really, really sad he's leaving. He could have stayed at UCF and been a god. Mm-hmm. Or at least like a king.
Mm-hmm.
Football doesn't have to win championships, obviously. Just win 8 or 9 games a year. Same as basketball. Flirt with the tournament. And like you'll always remember just how fun it felt when you were at the top of the Group 5. Winning a quote-unquote national championship. So for him to leave and come to Tennessee, for me, man, like he has to be getting either just like a huge, huge, huge salary.
Yeah.
Something absolutely ridiculous, which, you know, wouldn't make real sense. Or just like a good salary, a great salary, and total control.
I think they told him he can just do whatever if he comes here.
Like, hey, we trust you. You've made good hires. Go out and get it done. We trust you. You're in charge here.
Let me ask you this real quick. So let's say that Danny White does want to bring in Hugh Freeze. Just a little hypothetical here. You don't think that, I mean, it'd be hard to get it through Sankey, of course, in the SEC, but do you think Boyd wouldn't kind of hold back on that a little bit. Be like, hey, you know, we just got out of an investigation. We've got all this stuff going on. We don't need a head coach with that kind of past. Do you think he would maybe put his foot down on anything?
I don't know. I feel like if you are going to hire somebody that has leverage, again, this isn't you giving somebody a shot. Mm-hmm. This isn't you telling Jamie Chadwell, hey, you can come coach Tennessee, but you got to keep Kevin Steele. Jamie Chadwell would be like, okay, cool. I guess it's my dream job. I'll come do it. I want to coach in the big leagues. Like for Danny White, again, he's the highest paid guy in Florida. Like he has all the leverage here. Like he doesn't need the Tennessee job. His life would have been fine if next week he is still at UCF. Like he'd be just as happy as ever. So to go down there and make an offer you can't refuse, to me it's like, hey, look, here's where we're at. The NCAA is where we think this is what's going to happen. We think the football program's going to get hit with. We're going to offer 6 scholarships up in a 1-year postseason ban. That's what we're going to offer up. Mm-hmm. We think they'll take it since we cleaned house. Since we're hiring you, they'll look at us even more favorable. Am I right, Danny? You'll butter him up a little bit. Like you're going to make us look good at the NCAA because you're so respected, Danny. We love you. And, you know, our boosters are ready to pony up $8 million a year for a coach, if need be. $10 million for assistants, you know, whatever the pool is. And they might even say, look, we won't let you hire Hugh Freeze. We can't hire Hugh Freeze, but everyone else is on the table. They might say something like that. There might be one guy, like, you know, if you're up there talking about integrity and he's, like, pretty much sidestepped the Hugh Freeze question, like, maybe they would look at him and say, look, if you want Hugh Freeze, we can't do that. But everyone else is on the table. We'll even, like, crawl back to Lane. If that's your boy and you want Lane, we'll get him. Like, basically, we'll let you shoot for the moon. Like, whatever head coach you want, we'll get the financial backing for. Because we're in the SEC and we're getting all this extra money. We're getting $17 million in a couple years.
And it looks like we're really taking that into account, like you said yesterday.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I would say that's Randy Boyd maybe being able to look into the future and, like, realizing, like, you know, businesses have to know, like, how the cash flow is going to be. When you can invest, when you can't, when you can afford to make some upgrades. Oh, we got this project coming in a couple of years, so maybe we can start building our facilities a little bit. Got this under contract, so we're good to go. Like, that stuff that, you know, I hope that Boyd looked at and said, look, you know, we're getting ready. This money's getting ready to get stupid with this TV stuff. We can hire a coach for $8 million. If that's what they do. Which, again, this might all be premature, but I'm looking at if I'm Danny White, what I would need. Because I've been at jobs before where you're really happy. And it's like, I'm going to leave. Here's what I'm going to need to do to give up my control, give up my comfortable life.
I think if you're Kevin Steele today, I don't think you're going to be sticking around this year.
It's not like you had any other options, man.
Yeah.
It's not like you like gave up something good to come here. You took a chance. You came up here. You're going to get paid. You're going to get a good buyout. Like, it's a million-dollar move, right? Because, I mean, basically we're giving him, like, what, $450,000 a year?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a million-dollar move. Let's call it that. And you might still get to be on staff. Like, who knows? The next coach might keep you.
Yeah.
0-2 on, you know, hostile takeovers of universities.
He's going to finish runner-up for this job twice, you know, in 2017 and 2020. Like, maybe next time. Maybe he'll come back next time. But, I mean, you took a chance. If you're Kevin Steele, you might feel a little bad, but you also made an extra $1 million and took a chance and, you know, might still get the job. I don't think you will, but you probably don't think you are right now. You're probably like, oh, damn, they're hiring some ads. That's pretty serious.
If you're Kevin Steele, would you rather just, like, get paid the million and just walk, or would you rather coach?
I think I'd rather just take the $1 million and
I would
walk,
too.
To be honest. Yeah. Like, although, like, if you do good here, like, you could be a defensive coordinator here. Like, I mean, if they offer him the coordinator job or, like, kept him on the staff, like, you could be at Tennessee for a couple years and then get another chance. And, like, he still said the right things after he got hired. Like, this is home. Like, that was a part of his statement. Like, me and my wife are happy to get back to Knoxville. Like, we consider that home.
And Lane's still tweeting, too.
What's Lane tweeting out there?
He's, like, replying to the Tennessee people.
Oh, man.
Well, I did see someone's, like this, tweet if there's a chance, and he liked it.
Of course. Wish this guy would just quit trolling us and just, like, let's just do something one way or the other. Like, let's
That's
go.
That's what I said. Offering the job.
Yeah.
Offer him the job. You want to do it? Let's do it, Lane. If not, shut the hell up and leave us alone.
For real.
You want it, big boy? Come get it. Oh, no, I'm just trolling. I'm sorry. I'm happy at Ole Miss. If I was an Ole Miss fan, that would bother me.
Oh, yeah.
Your coach is just flirting on the timeline.
But at the same time, if I'm an Ole Miss fan, I guess I'm just happy he's there.
Enjoy it while it's there, huh?
Yeah.
the insecure.
Did you like Lane wearing the A.J. Brown jerseys and D.K. Metcalf jerseys? Was that kind of like weird?
No, I thought it was beautiful. I think that's what you do as a head coach. I mean, it was a Tennessee tie, sure, but like it's also like his boys. Or like guys you're trying to push of like, look at these two stud receivers. I'm going to create some of those. I know it wasn't my team, but like this is what we can do at Ole Miss. Like, we have a pipeline for wide receivers right now. I want you guys to remember these guys are Ole Miss guys. And show love to them, because you want DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown having a relationship with you at Ole Miss if I'm Lane Kiffin. So I thought that was brilliant. Did you have a problem with it?
No, I just don't know how that would play in Knoxville. Like, if he wore that during the Vol walk, I think it'd be kind of look weird.
Oh, I mean, if you wore, like...
If he wore a jersey like that during the Vol walk when everybody else was wearing, like, suit and ties, that'd be kind of weird.
If he wore... Was that their walk, or was it just getting off the bus?
It was getting off the bus. Do they have a walk after they get off the bus or not?
I mean, I don't know if they do or not, but, like, Tennessee doesn't do the Vol walk immediately after the bus, right? Or do they? Is that when they get dressed up in the hotel and the bus drops them off? I've never actually seen the
beginning. Yeah, it drops them off up there, Circle Park area.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, they have that or not, but... I mean, if Tennessee had a stud player in the NFL, and you're Lane, you're wanting to sell that, like, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I mean, the suit looks nice, don't get me wrong, but I don't give a damn. Yeah. And again, if I'm Ole Miss, like, I want people to remember, oh, yeah, A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf are on this team. And, yeah, they only scored 7 points against Alabama that year, but still.
That's absurd.
That's kind of brutal. That is brutal.
I know.
Was Swag Kelly the quarterback?
And they also had, I think, Dalton Knox. Dawson Knox was on that team as well.
Yeah, Dawson
Knox. Oh, wow, he went to Ole Miss, too?
Yeah. From the Bills, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But Evan Engram, was he on the team, too?
I don't know. I don't know if he was or not. I don't think he ever gets mentioned in, like, when they do the rundown. I think he's been, I think he was gone.
I guess Laquan Treadwell is gone, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a Hugh Freeze guy.
Shambles.
UCF Reds in shambles.
Yeah, so this is a good sign.
Get us some of the best quotes when we come back. Okay. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is...
Bruce Feldman tweets out Tennessee's new coaching, I guess, hot board.
Mm-hmm.
There was one I guess he put out before. He had mentioned it before, but he had mentioned Lance Leopold, and he doubles down and says Lance Leopold won 6 national titles in his coaching career and has done a remarkable job at Buffalo. Says I put him on my list prior to the AD hire, but now the Vols just hired Danny White as their AD, the same guy who hired him at Buffalo. So does that become the floor? Like, is Josh Heupel or, like, Lance Leopold the floor? It feels like.
Yep.
I don't. Would either one of those do anything for you? Like, would you be average? Mm. Like, would you be like, okay, we'll give it a try? I don't think he'd be happy, but, like, would you be mad? You got to sound like you'd be mad, which is fine. Okay to be mad.
Be great.
Okay. I enjoyed watching Buffalo this year. They ran the ball a lot.
Yeah,
they ran
hard. You guys loved them this year, and they kicked ass. I mean, he went 109-6 at Wisconsin Whitewater.
Mm-hmm. And the 6 losses were probably the national championship games.
He only lost once in the national championship game. He lost twice that year, won his first year, but won the championship. And then, like, randomly, after going 15-0, 15-0, and 15-0, he went 7-3. And then went back at 15-0, 15-0.
Wow.
109-6 overall. 53-3 in conference.
But at Buffalo, wouldn't you want him to be a little bit more dominant?
I don't know what Buffalo was. Was Buffalo not the worst team in the country, like, not too long ago? Am I misremembering that? I feel like they were.
I don't think they're quite that bad.
I feel like, but I feel like after, like, Khalil Mack left, I feel like there was that stretch where they were just god-awful. Maybe I'm wrong. But, yes, you are right. Like, 37-33. Yeah. If you look at just the last 3 years, 24-10. However, in the last 3 years, he is 17-4 in conference. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad, I guess.
But again, I understand. It's not power five, but as a floor, I guess, maybe you could convince yourself to take a shot on him. I don't know.
He didn't recruit Khalil Mack, did he?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, no. Khalil Mack was. Yeah, I mean,
when did he come out?
Khalil Mack was gone before 2015.
Yeah, we played against Khalil Mack when we played Buffalo a few years ago.
The year before. Leopold got there, Buffalo was 5-6.
Okay. But again, like to me, the last it's after you get it, kind of your program built. Like I said, he went 17-4 in conference. So maybe that's somebody you could sell. But again, that's not going to get you back excited. I understand that. But that's just what Bruce Feldman is saying. And as a floor, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe as a floor, it's not awful.
I'm going to just trust Danny White here.
Well, he hired. I mean,
yeah,
he,
I'm trusting him.
I mean, he hired him. So if he was like, hey, Lance, you're doing good. Come to Tennessee. Like, you would trust him. You'd say, okay, I guess let's ride.
Yeah, let's ride.
Okay.
I'm saying let's ride.
Okay.
The only thing that worries me about the Buffalo guys, they get embarrassed in the MAC championship game. By
this
Ball
year?
State. Yeah.
What was the score? This year they lost? I thought that
they did lose in the championship.
They were 6-0, and they got thumped big time in the MAC championship game.
Okay. Josh Heupel at UCF.
I don't want him.
You'd bring like an exciting offense, but like I don't.
The UCF people are like, yeah, take him.
Yeah, okay, that's happening. All right, read us some of the comments from UCF's Reddit page.
This is actually just from the college football Reddit page in general, but of course they posted that he was getting hired here, and UCF people are very upset. A lot of them are saying this is worse than losing Scott Frost.
Oh, nice.
Somebody said they were the only school that had a winning record in every sport between 2017 and 2019.
Dang.
Okay. Well, I knew basketball was bad, and then they had a quick turnaround. Like, he took them, you know, whenever he got there, they started winning basketball, whenever he hired their coach.
Yeah, but everybody's like, oh, how do I stop crying? Back to obscurity for us. Tennessee got themselves a good one. Definitely going to overreact to this loss. they're just, oh, man.
Is their baseball team any good or no? Like, I feel like I don't have a clue. Tyler writes in saying it was just men's hoops and football. So I wasn't sure if baseball included in that.
Yeah, some USC person in here, said that they were the only athletic department that had winning records there. But yeah, they're actually like pretty shocked this happened. They're like surprised to me, like, wow, didn't see this coming. Didn't think he would go for that. Just like, wow, they got a good one.
He'd go for that. Okay.
They said this is much worse. I know, yeah. But there's a lot of people saying this is much worse to them than losing Frost. Which of course they, you know, look like they're really hurt that Frost was leaving them. This might be a good sign.
This feels like the best move Tennessee's made in a long time. Just like
it really has.
Not from like being on the inside, but just like I haven't seen anyone say this is a bad move. Like this seems universally beloved, and I don't know when the last time that would be. Because like I mean, maybe it was Rick Barnes, but like I don't think everyone was praising the Rick Barnes hire.
Yeah.
I wasn't at the time, but I don't count myself as that. I'm talking about just like national people.
A lot of people thought it was a retirement job.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that would probably be your closest thing you've done, but like this feels better than that in terms of the reception of it.
Someone said he finally got that 1-1 with Florida.
Well, that is a good point, though, Cam. Like, is it not nice to have somebody on board that we know hates Florida?
Yeah. No, that's nice.
We have somebody on board that hates Florida for sure. That feels good.
He hates Florida, and his brother works there.
When they fire Mike White in a couple years, he's definitely going to hate him. I just hope he doesn't try to make that Barnes' replacement. Conflict of interest, sir. No bringing in Mike White.
UCF should just go take his FAU brother. Just keep the tradition alive at UCF.
Stephen Godfrey, who has been criticizing Tennessee at every turn, says that Tennessee just hired the right kind of bleep hole. Jerk, if you will.
Nice.
That's good. Let's go. I like that.
I mean, again, that's praise there. And again, somebody who hates Florida lets you publicly know he hates Florida, lets you know he won't be bullied, and, dunks on Dan Walken is cool in my book. Now, I don't know if will he come here and still have that same type of gumption? He's calling out people and arguing with people publicly, or will he tone it down? I hope he just is who he is.
You don't think he needs to tone it down just a little bit,
No.
Talk your talk.
Okay.
Be who you are.
All right.
Be who you are.
That looks a lot better when you're winning, though.
Sure,
doesn't it doesn't
does.
It?
And I'd hope you'd have the sense to wait until we were winning.
Yeah, to start running his mouth a little bit. Yeah.
The one of my biggest check boxes I need off of anybody in my life is they have to be self-aware. Like I need somebody, know when the right time to say things are. Can't be talking trash. Like, there's nothing worse when a defensive back gets up and celebrates a broken up pass.
Or just
27 points.
Or a pass way over there.
Or a pass that just was a bad pass by the quarterback.
Or the guy just drops it and you're burnt. Like, you can't get up and start celebrating that. Like, that's when you just run back to the huddle. That's when you just got to run back to the huddle. I don't know when the last thing we'd done that would be universally praised would be.
Vitello, that year, he was an upcoming recruiter.
Okay.
That people really liked.
With all due respect to him, I just don't know if everybody had an opinion on the baseball hire nationally. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, nationally.
The baseball writers sure would probably be like, this is a great hire, and that's fair.
Because Arkansas was powerhouse back then.
I just don't even remember really caring when we hired Vitello. I was like, it sounds good to me. Like, I didn't have an opinion on it. Like,
it'd be hard to be worse than like Serrano, though.
Exactly. Exactly. But okay, I mean, that was a good hire. I wonder if they'll give anybody – I wonder if anybody will give Tennessee fans credit for this. It's always our fault when we ruin things.
It's true.
I wonder if, you bullied the athletic department and the administration into hiring somebody that knows what they're doing. I mean, we got criticized for everything else. I just wonder if we'd get praised for this one since we created this mess. I just wonder if, if Tennessee comes down the other side, do we still get blamed or
– Still get blamed.
Still get blamed, yeah.
Do you think they were ever actually considering the Gilbert guy, or?
I don't know. That name came from who? Do we remember who even got that ball rolling? I just remember all of a sudden everyone was really talking about him.
No. Yeah,
but I want to say the reporters here in town kind of felt that way too.
I wonder if they were just throwing it out there just to see what the reaction would be.
I don't know. I think it's a good question, Hayden, but I think that was probably people just looking and assuming we had to find somebody with Tennessee ties and here's somebody low level that Tennessee can go pluck easily and be affordable. And maybe they assumed that Tennessee hiring a search firm wasn't actually going to yield results.
Yeah, I'm glad this kind of came out of nowhere.
The search firm did their job. They went and identified the best possible candidate that Tennessee could afford and get. So shout out to them.
Yep.
Shout out to them. Appreciate Tennessee Athletics for maybe helping us. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit the G3 Help Me hotlines. Appreciate Tennessee for helping us, but if you want to get helped, visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. We appreciate them for their support. The drive will be taking a lot of phone calls, I would imagine. The G3 Help Me hotline's coming up at 3 o'clock. We got one more hour left. We'll kick it off next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
If you